Welcome to Deedon B College. Today we're rebuilding a Dubwise Jungle Base Wobble in Ableton Live 12, but not the shiny modern kind. We're going for that old school jungle and early Deedon B intersection vibe. Think half dub pressure, half Reese attitude, with a wobble that leans behind the break rather than jumping all over it. The whole point here is to make a bassline that feels musical, heavy, and a little rude, but still leaves room for the drums to breathe. That matters in jungle, because the bass and breakbeat have to work together. If the wobble is too fast, too wide, or too busy, it turns to mosh. If it's too flat, it loses the character that makes this style hit. So we're aiming for control, space, and weight. Start with a source that already has some attitude. That could be a short bass sample, a detuned synth note, a re-stab, or even a simple sound you plan to resample. If you're using Ableton stock tools, drag that source into Sampler or onto an audio track if it's already printed. The key is to begin with something that has harmonic content, because the wobble needs something to chew on. A clean but thin source will feel weak later. A source that's already overloaded in the sub will just make things muddy before we even start. Now write a phrase, not just a loop. A good dubwise jungle bassline usually works best as a one-bar or two-bar idea with space in it. Let it answer the break instead of talking over it. Try holding a note on beat 1, adding a shorter push before the snare, then leaving a rest so the drum pattern can speak. That kind of phrasing is a big reason this style works in DNB. The bass feels like it's reacting to the groove, not just repeating a preset motion. What to listen for here is simple. Does the bass phrase leave air around the snare, or is it masking the backbeat? If the snare gets blurred, shorten the notes before you reach for volume or EQ. In jungle, note length is often the first fix. Next, split the bass into two jobs, sub and character. This is one of the most important moves in the whole lesson. The sub should be clean, centered, and stable. The character layer is where the wobble, grit, and personality live. If you're using stock devices, operator is perfect for the sub. Keep it simple, almost boring in the best way. Use a sine or very clean waveform, keep it mono, and make sure it sits low and solid. Then build the character layer from your sample or richer synth source. A very solid Ableton approach is to put both parts inside an instrument rack or duplicate the track if you want a clearer workflow. On the character layer, add auto filter, saturator, and EQ8. That's enough to get serious results without overcomplicating it. Now create the wobble with auto filter. Use a low pass mode and bring in the LFO until the movement is audible, but not ridiculous. For this style, slow to medium rates usually work best. Think half note, quarter note, dotted quarter, or sometimes eighth note if you want more urgency. But don't rush it unless you deliberately want a harder, more modern feel. What to listen for is the feel of the motion. The wobble should sound like a gesture, not a machine gun. It should breathe with the break. If the filter is sweeping so fast that the note disappears, back off. If it's too slow and nothing seems to move, open it a little more or increase the LFO depth. Keep it musical. A useful decision point here is whether you want slow dub wobble or a tighter bouncing wobble. Slow dub wobble gives you more space, more weight, and more of that sound system pressure. It's great for dark rollers, intros, and breakdowns. The tighter version gives more urgency and works well with busier breaks. In this style, though, the slower option often feels more expensive because it leaves room for the drums. After the filter, add saturator to the character layer. You're not trying to destroy the sound. You're trying to give it enough harmonic bite that it reads on smaller systems and through dense breaks. A few decibels of drive is often enough. Use soft clipping if needed, and keep the output balanced so you're comparing fairly. If the tone turns into fuzz too quickly, pull the drive back and let the filter do more of the movement. Why this works in DNB is because the bass needs a mid-range voice. Sub alone won't always cut through a track, with aggressive breaks and kick transients. The mid-range gives the bass a shape the ear can follow. That's what makes the wobble feel present without just becoming bigger and louder. Then shape the character layer with EQ8. Trim any messy low mids if the sound feels boxy, and be careful around the upper mids if the filter peak gets too sharp. If the bass disappears on small speakers, you may need a gentle lift in the mid-range, but keep it restrained. The goal is definition, not harshness. What to listen for here? Does the bass still feel like one instrument, or do the layers sound like they're fighting each other? Does the snare still punch through? If the answer is no, the problem is usually too much low mid buildup or too much movement in the wrong place. Now lock the rhythm to the break, not just the grid. Jungle bass often feels best when it leans slightly behind or ahead of the drums. In Ableton, that means nudging notes by tiny amounts and shaping note lengths carefully. You might move one bass hit a little late for a laid-back dub feel, or pull a response note slightly earlier to add urgency. Shortening a note can be just as powerful as moving it. And here's a really important habit. Don't judge the bass and solo for too long. Check it against the drums, and preferably the against drums plus one atmosphere or texture layer. If it feels right there, you're probably in the zone. Bass that sounds a little plain on its own can be perfect in context. That's very normal indeed, NB. Once the core sound is working, start automating it like a phrase. Don't leave the wobble identical for the whole drop. Open the filter a little over 4 or 8 bars. Increase the saturation slightly in one section. Pull it darker for the next. Maybe add a short octave punctuation on one response note. These tiny changes keep the bass alive without changing its identity. That arrangement thinking is really what gives old school jungle its story. The bass should feel like it develops over time. For example, the first 4 bars can be restrained and filtered. The next 4 can open up a little and reveal more mid-range. Then you can pull it darker again to create tension. That kind of movement keeps the drop interesting and makes it feel like a record, not a demo. At this point, check mono compatibility. This is non-negotiable for DNB. Keep the sub centered. If you want width, keep it only on the upper harmonics, and even then stay subtle. A bass that sounds huge in stereo but collapses in mono is a problem on a club system. The low end has to survive everywhere. What to listen for in mono is whether the kick still reads, the snare still cuts, and the bass still feels like the same track. If the groove falls apart, the character layer is probably carrying too much of the essential low-end information. That's a sign to simplify, not add more processing. A really effective dubwise move is to use the bass as call and response. Let one phrase answer the snare, leave a gap, then bring it back with a slightly different wobble or note length. That kind of dialogue is classic old-school energy. It makes the bass feel arranged, not just looped. And if you're unsure whether it's working, loop it against the drums for a full 16 bars before making it more complicated. If it still feels strong after that, you're on something good. A nice bonus workflow is to resample or freeze the bass once the wobble feels right. Printing it to audio gives you a lot more control. You can cut it, reverse it, or shape the arrangement faster without constantly changing the original sound. That's especially useful when the modulation and saturation are part of the identity. Commit when it feels right. That's a pro move. The most common mistake here is simply doing too much. Too much wobble speed. Too much width. Too much saturation. Too many note changes. Dubwise bass is all about contrast. A stable foundation and one or two clear movement moments often sound stronger than a constantly changing patch. Confidence is a sound design choice. So here's the practical take. Build a clean mono sub. Build a moving character layer. Use auto filter for the wobble, saturator for bite, EQ for clarity, and keep the rhythm locked to the break. Automate the movement like a section, not a gimmick. Check mono early, and always judge it with drums, because that's where the style either comes alive or falls apart. For your practice move, build a 2-bar dubwise jungle bass phrase using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub separate and mono. Use one auto filter and one saturator on a character layer. Make one variation in bar 2. Then loop it against a breakbeat and ask yourself 3 things. Does the snare still punch? Does the wobble feel weighty rather than frantic? And does the mono version still hold together? If you can answer yes to those, you've got the right kind of pressure. And if you want to push it further, take that 2-bar idea and stretch it into a 16-bar passage with one darker variation and one more open variation. That's where the sound stops being a loop and starts becoming a proper track element. Nice work. Keep it heavy, keep it clean, and let the break breathe.